right now. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Well, we're getting down to the short strokes with the Chucks, aren't we? Strathmore wrapping up. Weather was fantastic for most of the weekend. And guess what? A repeat winner. Gary Gorse won it last year, wins it again. As we go down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline, our guest today on the WPCA Inside Report is Brian Hebson, Director of Marketing. And we got a lot to talk about as we are into the final two events of the season. So part of the reason we were talking to Brian is what a trip. You go from Strathmore up to Dawson Creek, British Columbia, but that's the second to final venue. And Brian, kind enough to join us today. How are you, Mr. Hebson?
I'm doing good. Thanks, you.
Excellent. Appreciate you taking some time to talk to us. This is quite the haul. I mean, this is not an easy trip to go from Strathmore up to Dawson Creek.
We were just chatting about it here. We got set up, my traveling partner, a couple hours ago, but kind of put it into perspective. Yesterday at this time, we'd be racing in Strathmore, kind of wrapping up the show, and then a number of guys, you know, who could would go pack up, load up, load the horses, go home, turn the horses out for the night, get up early, and head up here. And we got here probably about 11. We stopped midway, got here about 11 o'clock Pacific time, set up. There's a few drivers here that made their way either late last night, early this morning. Jason Glass, Roger Moore, a couple guys, Lane McGilvery is here. So, yeah, when you look at the map, we look at the odometer, it was about in just under 900 kilometers. So it's been quite the trip.
Now, is it the longest haul of the season in terms of turnaround from one venue to
pretty
the next?
Much. Yeah. Yeah. Usually what happens is we'll have a show that'll wrap up on a Sunday and then possibly another Wednesday show. Take a look at High River. We'll wrap up on a Sunday, and I believe this year it was either the Tuesday or Wednesday, but from High River to Pinoca isn't too bad. But yeah, this was a long one.
And Dawson Creek, as you get set, Battle of the North, this is really outside of the Stampede. It's one of your longer events too, right? 5 days?
Yeah, outside of Calgary, Pinoca is six,
okay.
And then Grand Prairie and Dawson Creek are both five-day shows. So unfortunately, I guess, yeah, we know these two are pretty close, Grand Prairie and Dawson Creek. Grand Prairie kicks off the show, or kicks off the season, rather, and then about six or so shows later, we scoot back up here for Dawson Creek, and it really kind of falls into where their fair is. I know for some of the guys, it'd be nice if you go Grand Prairie, Dawson Creek, but it doesn't fall into that fall or that fair schedule, so it's kind of what fits for them, I guess.
We'll come back and talk about Dawson Creek in a second. It's a WPCA Insider Report. Brian Hebson's our guest down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. I mentioned it in the intro. Just finished up in Strathmore. Big weekend again, second year in a row for Gorst.
Yeah, Gary's been running solid. I mean, he's been up for the fans who go to the Calgary Stampede. He's been among the top for a while, top eight semifinal Saturday and a few trips into championship Sunday. Gary currently sitting ninth in the WPCA standings. And it's interesting, I was just looking at our standings here. Gary won Saskatoon, and he just won Strathmore, and is still only sitting ninth in the WPCA. So there's some guys, it's pretty tough over here. And but it was good for Gary. It's tough to win back-to-back shows.
Yeah, and is it, you know, you've been around long enough. Is the setup, you know, beneficial to his team, or is this just coincidence that it's 2 years in a row?
I asked Gary. I guess it's probably more coincidence.
Okay.
I mean, he's got some of these guys, usually they want to peek around the Calgary Stampede. You know, obviously the money and the sponsorship and the support and the fans. And you know, that could be part of it. Maybe he was starting to peek this Calgary in the back half of the season. It's hard to say. Just having to work out for him.
We look to two more events. Of course, this one in Dawson Creek, we'll talk about it in a second, but Rocky Mountain House as well. But if we take a look at the driver standings, there's Kurt Benzmiller again, alone in first place with 116 points. Lane McGilvery in second, 149.5. Is it all said and done? Is it now we're in a race for second, or is there still some pressure on Benzmiller?
Well, the way Kurt's been driving this year, pretty much penalty-free, I believe. He's got the horsepower. There's been some guys said he's got the best outfit on the ground. He's going to be tough to beat. It's really going to be, I'd have to do the math, but unless Kurt makes some major mistakes, which may have to include a no time, it could be pretty tough.
So give us some historical context to the season that Kurt's having, or even the last couple. But, I mean, this year you look at the way he dominated Calgary, the way he's dominated this season. Just everything seems to be going his way. When's the last, you know, maybe it's recently, but when's the last time we've seen, you know, an outfit have this much success?
Well, there's been different drivers over the years. I mean, Kelly Sutherland, he's had some good outfits. Mm. Luke Turney, obviously. But, you know, it's interesting when we talk about Kurt Benzmiller. When I spoke with him last year through some of our interviews, he talked about a rebuilding year. I asked him the question this year, you know, did you expect to be this far along in rebuilding? And he said no. You know, I mean, he won the Calgary Stampede aggregate. He won the Calgary Stampede. He won the Pinoca Stampede, what we term the Triple Crown, sitting among the, well, he's leading the WPCA standings. So it's probably been a while since someone's been that dominant. But, you know, just all working out for him.
So, Brian, as somebody who works directly with the marketing of this sport, when you pull into a town, I mean, is the event, you know, mature enough, or the followers, you know, understanding enough of what they're watching here? Is there a greater appreciation for Kurt Benzmiller than maybe some of the other drivers when you come into the different towns?
Yeah, you have your hardcore wagon fans that that understand it all. And as Kelly Sutherland, I believe, had mentioned in one of his interviews there, you have the fans that have their the drivers they support, mm-hmm. and some that maybe they don't support or cheer against, but there's a lot of fans that understand the standings and follow it, follow us on Facebook or watch our videos. And then you do have the fans that, you know, will roll into town, will get excited to watch wagon racing, and then they'll probably go off fishing or something.
But that's sports, right? I mean, when you have a dominant performer, there's always the attention, and what a dominant performer always seems to bring is the extra eyeballs. But then within the community, it also seems to turn some people off, right? Well, I got to cheer against him. He's too good. Gretzky, Tiger Woods, all of these guys, Michael Jordan, all of the greats always seem to go through that.
Yeah, and it's interesting you say that, because Kurt had mentioned that, I believe, a couple shows ago. It might have been in Bonneville, actually, where you know, come out of the Calgary Stampede, you won Pinoca, you won Calgary, you're dominating, and all of a sudden there's the naysayers, or for lack of a better term, the haters. You know, Kelly Sutherland has probably had the same, you know, 12-time Calgary Stampede champion. And so, yeah, I don't think it's any different than any other sport where you start to have success and all of a sudden some people are going to jump on the bandwagon and other people are going to want to, you know, target you, I guess.
WPCA Insider Report. Our guest is Brian Hebson down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Of course, you're the director of marketing. You joined us week one and kind of set the stage. We're not at the end of the year, but we're past Calgary and we're into the home stretch. How does the 2017 season stack up from a marketing standpoint as opposed to years past?
Well, I think there's been a number of partners, both sponsorship, that have been key for us to, you know, to be a part of the WPCA. Obviously, our partnership here with Sportsnet 960 The Fan has been important and great to be a part of. You know, overall, it's been positive. Our social media, you know, which is part of our marketing platform, we've had over 400,000 views on Facebook for our live videos. So for fans who want to watch the WPCA, you can go to World Professional Chuck Wagon Association Facebook page. That's been good. But, I mean, the key to moving forward is investors and sponsors, you know, companies who want to be a part of the WPCA, primarily on a driver's chuck wagon tarp at any of the shows. You know, the financial support, we talked about it, was interesting. We talked about it the other day. It's most professional sports, an organization will pay the professional players to come and work for them or play for them. And chuck wagon racing, it's a little different. Mm. These drivers, they invest in all the horses, they have all the expenses, and then they have to go out and find the sponsorship to help operate their business. So it's a little different.
It is, and there are inherent challenges with that. And I know that it was interesting listening to Kelly Sutherland talk to Will a couple weeks ago, and that was just a terrific conversation, and Kelly was very forthcoming, and it was interesting to hear his stance that, you know, now that he's retiring, he doesn't want to go away necessarily from the sport. As a matter of fact, he wants to have an active role in growing the sport. Is that something that you need more of? Is that something that caught you off guard? What do you make of, you know, when you have some pretty big names saying, geez, we got to get involved, we got to roll up our sleeves, we got to grow?
Well, I think you have to respect what he's saying. Kelly's been around for a long time. seen a lot of things, seen the growth, the highs and the lows. And there's no question right now, Chuckwagon Racing, I mean, there's two drivers that that shut it down after the Calgary Stampede. Just, you know, the financial end of it, to make the travel, the cost just didn't make sense. And we may be facing that again. I mean, just like I said earlier, when the drivers have to find their own resources, financial resources, to go and put on a show for everybody, it's pretty tough. And, you know, I talked to some fans the other day, and they were asking, you know, about prize money. And I mentioned a few shows, which, you know, out of respect, I won't name. But if you finished among the top, or say the bottom 10 on the night, you would make less than $200. And your outriders are going to eat that up. Maybe not eat it up, but what I mean? You got to pay your outriders. So, I mean, any business person can do the math and say, if you're going down the highway with 16 to 18 horses, you know, RV, a liner, you got feed, fuel, making $200 on a night, you can hit a barrel. You can be the best driver. You could be Kurt Benzmiller and just horse happens to duck on you, hit a barrel, and you end up last, and you're getting $200. So, we need to really work hard on getting more sponsors and investors into the sport. I think we have the platform to, you know, provide advertising value, it's going to be crucial for the future.
So it might be the chicken and the egg question, and then we'll finish up and talk a little bit about Dawson Creek. But is the tour in a position to add more events? Because, you know, that's one way you could, you know, bring in other events, but then your costs for your drivers and everything you just talked about goes up exponentially again. I mean, are more events the answer?
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of details. I mean, if we added another two events, I mean, if there's an event that was putting up a lot of money that made sense and you could guarantee drivers to go, you know, they get so much money, it might make sense. The other thing that comes into play is, you need to rest the horses. So you know, if a guy has 20 horses, we've already had probably roughly 40 race days, 39 race days or so. So everybody's getting tired. Horses need a break. So to add more race days probably isn't the answer. I think we need to strategically look at, you know, the sport, the association. I mean, Calgary, Pinoca, Grand Prairie are the three biggest events in terms of financial support. And we just need to continue to build, you know, some of the other shows and look at things.
All right. We are in conversation with Brian Hebson, our guest on the WPCA Insider Report down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Dawson Creek is where you are. The lone show in British Columbia, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Battle of the North here, 5 days. And sun is shining, so that's good.
What's the track like? What's the event usually like for you guys up there?
It's pretty good. It's a family environment. They have a fair up here. I believe there's a $10,000 dash for cash on Championship Sunday. The local GMC dealer, along with the Dawson Creek Exhibition and Stampede, is putting up a truck for the aggregate champion. So that'll be a one-year lease, I believe. So they added that this year. And as I said earlier, I've been here for about 2 or 3 hours now, and these guys are really organized, setting up the barn area and the signage so everybody knows where to park. All the equipment's coming in, and it's positive. There's a lot of history here.
And then next week, you wrap it up. The final event, the final tour stop is in Rocky Mountain House. It's got to be kind of bittersweet. It just seems like the season started, yet it's coming to an end.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that. As we drove through Grand Prairie this morning, we were just talking about how it seemed like the season had just started, because we did start in Grand Prairie. And then, all of a sudden, it's going to be Rocky Mountain House. Seems like Calgary Stampede was just starting about a month or so ago. But I think there's some guys that are probably ready to take a break. But usually what happens about 2 or 3 weeks after the season, you're kind of looking at the clock or, you know, looking at your RV and wondering when the next race is, but it's not for another 7 or 8 months. So,
Brian, appreciate this. Where can people, you mentioned it before, but hit us up again if people want to follow it, want to watch it, where do they go?
We are live every night on our Facebook page, the World Professional Chuckwagon Association Facebook page. So like our page, and just for the notifications, set that. All of our results and standings are at WPCA.com. We're also on Twitter, so it'd be great to have more fan support, sponsor support, and and obviously appreciate everything the Sportsnet Fan 960 has done.
Well, and I think what we need to do too is once the season's over, I think let things cool down and then get a bunch of guys together and do a little bit of a roundtable on the future of the sport, because I think we've had some success maybe educating some people on what it's all about, maybe opening some eyes beyond just Calgary and maybe opening some eyes on how important Calgary is. So I think there's some conversation for the offseason. Let's deal with the athletes, let's deal with the races, and then we'll get to that. How's that sound?
Sounds good. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Brian Hebson joining us down the South Street Burger guest hotline. South Street Burger, 4 Calgary locations to serve you in Cross Iron Mills, Beacon Hill, East Hill Shopping Center, and 130th Ave, southstreetburger.com. Some headlines coming up for you a little later on as well. Darren Haynes, Flames from 80 feet. We'll talk about his list. He just put out his top 20 Flames prospects. We'll explain what that is, see if we all agree with his rankings. And, of course, the Bo Show at 5 o'clock today. If you missed it earlier, it's going to be at 5 o'clock and back to its regular time on Monday, 4 to 5 next week. You're listening to Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
This is the WPCA Insider Report, your exclusive access to the World Professional Chuckwagon Association with race results, schedules, standings, and more. Presented by GMC.